But I'm just going to preach on watch tonight. If you want to turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter. I want to try to get this message preached. Well, we had a good time this morning, or I did. I guess the rest of you had to endure. But thinking about these good old songs that we have and the stanzas that are in them and how they were inspired, and I try to hang on to every word of a song. There's a lot of them just don't impress me anymore. A lot of tunes will grab you. You'll just start hearing a tune. It'll go to grabbing you. You'll go to looking. You'll go to listening. But you go to hearing the lyrics of it. A lot of times it just don't do anything for you. A lot of times it just doesn't help. Got a good tune. Might help you patch your foot. But if you go listening to the words of it, it seems like the mully grubs don't seem to take any part of falling back off of you. They just keep hanging on. But I thank God for these good old hymns that we got in the hymn book. And these songs, there are many songs being written today that are good, but there's some of them. I was listening to one on a CD, I believe it was Jeff and Sherry Easter. And boy, it had a good tune to it. I got to listening to it. And not one time in that song, and it had a good message, don't misunderstand me, it was a good family-oriented, clean song, but not one time did they mention God or Jesus or Holy Ghost? Not one time was it mentioned in that song. And it kind of made me think, well, and I don't know this, I'm just saying kind of made me think, I'm wondering if they're trying to straddle a fence here and try to go bluegrass country and gospel too. Come on here. I'm going to preach on watch. We've come to a point in life, and a lot of times when the enemy and the world is trying to filter into the church. God told his people, he said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Now, not saith Lloyd, but thus saith the Lord. And he said, come out from among them. Step aside from their company. No, love them, be good to them, treat them right, treat them with charity, treat them with love, but don't partake of their devices. Don't partake of their ways. Church, I've been. As I'm going to preach to you tonight, listen to this. I'm going to read just the 13th verse instead of all that I read the other night. It said, watch ye and stand fast in faith, in the faith. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. As I got to reading the Bible when I first got saved, and I was really pouring myself over the Word of God and just couldn't get enough of it, I got to reading in the Word I got to reading about those gifts that are handed out to children of men because they serve the Lord and they have a desire to draw closer to Him. So Paul wrote down in this book of Corinthians, this first book of Corinthians, about some gifts that could be given, about some gifts that could be obtained, and those gifts were given by the Spirit of the Lord, by the same Spirit, each one of them. There wasn't a different Spirit with each gift. He didn't. The Spirit's the same. But I got to reading in that and got to dwelling on that and just got to imagining how there might be a time come, Brother Marshall, we just might be able to go through the hospitals and you know the Jack Coe story. Well, you might go through the hospitals and step into different rooms and lay your hands on people and see the Lord heal them and bring them up out of there. Isn't that a wonderful thought? They said Brother Jack Coe went into an asylum. There was someone put in there. And I think it was tuberculosis. I don't forget now exactly what they did have. They said he went into that asylum, and when he got in there, he went in and laid hands on someone. Said the Lord led him there. They didn't want him to go in and do it at first, but he convinced them to let him do it. And after he did so, then it said that he healed, or the Lord healed that man through the ministry of Brother Cole. And they said that the doctor I forget exactly what the problem was, but doctor, psychiatrist, I don't know what doctor, what brand of doctor it was. But he said the doctor come to him and told him, said, get back in here and get in here and pray for all these people. So let's clean this place out and we can get rid of all this sickness. Well, I know somebody that can. I know somebody that can do it, but not only in the gift of healing or in the gift of knowledge, whatever, the gift of faith, tongues, interpretation thereof, all these things are gifts, and they've been handed down to us. But I've noticed that after I read those gifts, Paul said in the last verse of the 12th chapter, he said, but covet earnestly the best gifts. But then the next phrase that he says was, yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And if you look in to the 13th chapter of this same book, you'll notice that he begins to talk. He said, I speak with tongues. He said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Charity. Charity's needed. We got, but listen to me. I'm going to preach on watch tonight. That 13th verse in this chapter says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. If you look at the wording of that verse where he told us to watch. Now, I'm sure that when Paul wrote these words down or had these words written down, he dictated them. I'm sure that when he did so, he meant for everybody, not only just the Corinthians, but them too, to read these lines right here. I can't believe that Paul wasn't a man enough of a man of God that he didn't know these words were going to be held fast and they were going to be used for future reference. Amen. Tonight, let's put ourselves in the Corinthian church and let's hear what this man's got to say to us. Brother Marshall, the first words, of course, if you go back and read in this chapter, he said, oh, up in the ninth verse, he said, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. That next one says, now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Timothy didn't write a book, but there was a book written to Timothy. I didn't write a book, but there was a book that was written to me, and there's 66 of them right here that I've got reference I can go to. How about it, church? There's letters right here in this writ that is sent to us that will encourage us and help us in this hour. Hear me. This world is on a downward spiral. One lady told me, said, all you can do is preach on the negative. All you can do is preach on fear. All you can do is just try to strike fear into people's hearts. I said, if I can strike fear into your heart, I'm going to strike it there if you'll turn your heart to God. Whatever it takes, we're living in an hour when folks look and say evil's good and good's evil. You heard me this morning. We were talking about being satisfied. But church, hear me tonight. We need to watch. We need to watch. Paul told these people, he said, I'm going to send Timotheus to you. And see that he may be with you without fear. Don't let anybody bother him. Make sure that he don't have to worry about you undermining him. Let him know when you greet him that your greeting that your greeting will come with love of God. Hear me. I'm talking about us watching tonight. We're going to have to watch and see what is happening in this time that we're living in. He said, watch. Watch and stand fast. Then he said, quit you like men. I didn't make a whole lot of sense at first when I read it, quit you like men. But what he's telling us right here, we've got to be like men. Or we've got to be like, mature Christians. We've got to be people that are sober. We've got to be people that are vigilant. We've got to be people that are continually with our eyes upon the prize. We've got to be continually with our eyes and our hearts and our ears open unto the Word of God as He speaks to us. We've got these 66 books, as I said a while ago, and all the Holy Writ right here that we can take reference to. But listen to me, God is trying to speak to our hearts in the Spirit. It's good that we watch by reading the Word of God. It is a necessity. It is something that's a commandment that we must do. It's good that we watch unto prayer. That's what the Scripture says. He says, watch unto prayer. It's given to us that we keep an eye out for our brother and our sister. Amen. It's given to us that we can watch out for our loved ones, that we can, when the enemy comes by, that we can have such a watchful eye that we be able to rebuke that. Come on here now. Come on here. I'm not talking. We can't see the devil. We can't see the enemy. Sometimes we can see those whom he uses. Sometimes we can see the results of some of the things that are being done. Get me some water, please. But if we are watching, we can rebuke the devil. And what I spoke to you a while ago about us having the revelation of heaven, we don't know what is in heaven. But God said in the Scripture on down that by the Spirit He'll reveal. He'll reveal to us. Watch. He says right here, watch. Ye stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. You see, the flesh is at enmity against God. This flesh right here, this man right here, if I don't keep him under subjection, if I don't pray and continually seek the face of God, that he'll suppress my fleshly desires and my fleshly wants. Listen to me. There's a whole lot of things out here in this world I'd like to go take pleasure in. Y'all looking at me? You think, Brother Lloyd, you? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. There's a lot of things out there that I'd like to go try. But when the Spirit of the Lord rises up in me, when I feel like, well, it might not be such a bad thing after all. But when the Spirit of the Lord rises up and puts a halt to it, you know, the Bible tells us not to quicken the Spirit, or not to quench the Spirit, excuse me. We should allow the Spirit to quicken us, but for us not to quench the Spirit. And when the Spirit of the Lord speaks to our hearts, I thank God for these that were shouting here tonight, them that were getting blessed. The good to see Sister Joy, Brother Marshall, appreciate you obeying God and getting up here singing that old song. I apologize that I didn't come over and help you, but I just don't have enough throat to do all the singing and the preaching and all this too, praying around the altar. I apologize for that, but thank God you went on with it. Thank God for these that were here behind him. But we are in a watching time. We're in a time when Brother Marshall needs help. We need to be back here trying to kick him on and trying to spur him on and doing something. I'm talking about watching, and I'm talking about standing fast. I'm talking about quit being like men. I'm talking to us tonight that we must come to the point in life when we've got to crucify the flesh. We've got to mortify the deeds of this body. You, folks say, well, holiness. Thank you, Sister Kathy. Honey, I'll call her honey. That'd be all right. But I appreciate the Spirit of God, how he's warning us, how he's continually after us and continually dealing with us. You see, he tells us to watch. And in that watching, we must be careful. I don't want to put the wrong picture out to the world, but you see, the church has got to be, Christians are in danger every hour of every day. If you're walking upright before God, you're in danger that the enemy wants to sift you. If you come to the point that you've made your mind up, I'll not have no more to do with the world. Yeah, we got to live here. Don't misunderstand me. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. But for us to have to get out here and partake of the sin, to get out here and rub elbow, and listen to me, I'm talking about us getting out here being contemporary Christians. Help me preach just a little while. We don't need to look like the world. If you're going to look like it, you are of it. Come on here now. I'm trying to tell, but listen, Jesus Christ died for my sins. He bled and died. He was hung upon a cruel old cross for my sins. Who am I that I would show cast any downward sight toward what our Lord has done for us by getting out here and enjoying myself in the pleasures of sin for a season? There is pleasure in it. There's pleasure in it just for a while, though. One woman told me, she said, well, I'm working my life out. There are things in my life. Hear me tonight. Listen to this. She said, I'm working my life out. And each night that she said she was working her life out. She was trying to get it all straightened up. She was going to bed with another man. And I looked at her and I said, honey, there is no fornicator going to be able to enter the gates of heaven. I said, listen, watch. Brother Bubba, I tried my best to say it with humility. I tried to be humble, and I done everything I could to let her know that I cared for her soul. But she rose up. It rose up in her. She said, you got your nerve. I said, what nerve I have is I'm trying to reach out for your soul and let you know that you can't keep going and doing what you're doing. I know I read one commentary on that scripture when it talked about quit you like men. That commentator said in his commentary, he said what the Bible's actually saying is for you to be like men. No. Listen, a strong man will fall. If he's not got his way prepared, the strong man, the wise man, if they're not really living in the wisdom of God, they'll fall. Every time the enemy comes at him, that young lady looked at me and she said, you have your nerve. I said, I'm reaching for your soul. And I said, not only your soul, but the one that you're dragging into bed. Come on, I'm not trying to be too graphic tonight, but I'm going to tell us the truth. It's been told me here lately that there's going to be a lot of them not going to want to use me in these camp meetings because I'm too plain. What I want to do tonight with all the love, and I feel the good Holy Ghost right now. I feel the love of God, but what I want to do is let you know that that adultery, fornication, these things are the things that will drag your soul to hell. People will pat you on the back, but God in heaven will turn His back upon you. Watch. Watch. Stand fast. When I got saved, and you can bear witness with this, when you got saved, and you began to feel the good love of God and the good humility of from heaven right down on you, you couldn't find any wrong in anybody. But you didn't want to go out here and do the things that you once did. Amen. When I got saved, when I got separated from this world, when I knew that Christ's blood had been applied to my life, I no longer wanted to go run to the top of the stairs over here in Ironton. I no longer wanted to go to the joint, the club that I used to go to. There was something down inside of me, yes. I was raised in holiness, but there was more than just what I heard in my ear. There was something that struck in my heart that caused me to raise up an awareness that I must watch in this hour that I'm living. Less than a day old in the Lord. Less than a day old, this scripture. I'd already heard it. I went and looked it up. Less than a day old in the Lord, I told a fellow on the job, I said, man, I got to go get a haircut. I had hair hanging down my back. I said, I have to go get a haircut. He said, man, what's wrong with you? He said, you're just now getting it. He said, growing this thing. I said, I am going to grow just as fast as I can. So I'm going to go just as hard as I can go. I'm going to tell you something. I went as hard for the devil as I could. Everything I knew I could do, I'd done it for the devil. You hear me tonight? I thought I was having fun. I was destroying this body. I was destroying my family. My wife was getting ready to leave me with my two children. And I had no idea of it because I wanted to do the pot. I wanted to have my pot bowls brought in the house. I wanted to have parties. I wanted to have the whiskey sitting here, the beer over there. I wanted to have the drugs and the marijuana sitting all over the house so that we could come in and have a good time. And my daughter went over and grabbed her. She was about 2 years old, something like that. Walked over and grabbed a big fifth of whiskey. And she saw Daddy drinking it. She walked over, turned that bottle up, took her a big drink of it, fell back on her back. She just about died right there in my presence. Yeah, just from a drink of whiskey. Listen to me tonight. I don't care if you're 8 or you're 80. I don't care if you're 8 months or you're 90 years old. You take one drink of it, you're not watching. Hear me. Come on here. I'm trying to help us tonight. If you partake of anything the devil wants to try to send towards you, you're going to let your life be destroyed. There's more to this than saying, I am a Christian. You've got to show that you are a child of God in the obedience and the decisions that we make. I love you like my own soul. And I'm going to be the watchman that's set up on the wall here. You say, well, I want nothing to do with what you got to say. That's your prerogative. That's your decision. My decision was that I've made my mind up. I'm going to live for God. Come on here. Yes, I have my battles. If there's time, I'm wondering, God, where are you? I'm still human. There's still battles that I must face. But I'm telling us tonight that we can make our mind up and we can watch and we can be steadfast in the faith. Amen. Be ye steadfast and unmovable.
That's what the Bible says. Be ye steadfast and unmovable. You see, you got to make your mind up. That decision belongs to you. Yeah, the good Holy Ghost and the good Spirit of God that's been put down inside you is going to spur you on. But see, the decision's got to be made from my mind. You see, God made me separate from everyone else. He made me Lloyd Bailey. He made you Henry Cordell. He made you Joyce McCune. He made you, you who you are. And He made us all separate. So it's my decision that I must make. So I think what I want to do, Brother Marshall, I think I'm going to sit right here and keep my eyes forevermore watching and waiting. Yeah, you say you're going to make your life miserable watching. No, no, no. What kind of watching I'm talking about is that I want to keep myself clean, that when I stand behind this sacred desk and I begin to preach the... Oh, glory. I begin to preach the oracles of God. I can stand here with complete freedom and I can have nothing but the Spirit of God to drive me on and not any guilt whatsoever. As I told you, I love you like my own soul. I heard a pastor tell someone the other day, hardly knew. He said, if I could take my heart out of my body and lay it on this altar, he said, I'd do that for you if it'd give you victory. But he said, that's not what's going to do it. He said, it's what you decide right here. Huh? Come on here. Amen. Amen. He said, watch. Didn't he do it? He said, watch. Watch and pray. He told us to stand fast in the faith and quit being like men. Come on here now. What you see what men want to do, the Bible tells us that there's no man. There's not any man that's holy. There's not any man that's clean unless the Spirit of God. I like the scripture where it says that that my righteousnesses are as filthy rags. But you know what I found out? That when the Lord begins to work through me and He began to use me, then it's not my righteousness that's being depicted or that's being shown to the world, but it's the righteousness of God. If I can come visit you in the hospital when you're sick and when you're down and out, you have needs in your life, and we get the church together and we go off and see if we can help meet those needs. You see, that's what happened to Paul right here. He said, I'm a sinner for Timotheus, but he said, there's another bunch of people right here in Corinth that I've come in contact with, and it's called the house of Stephanus. And he said, Stephanus, he said, they, oh, I'm going to end up preaching that anyway. He said, you see, they're addicted to ministering to the saints. If you don't mind, thank God. I think I'll let this watchfulness just come over me. I think I'll just go ahead and tell you that the enemy's desiring to sift you. Whether you're a saint or whether you're a sinner tonight, the devil's on your trail. He's got that crosshairs zeroed in on you, and he wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. You see, he's a thief. He's the father of the thief, and the Bible said that he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But watch. Stand fast in the faith. Faith? Yes. Quit being like men. You see, men can't have faith unless God comes on the scene. Men can't have faith unless Christ comes into the picture. Huh? Come on here. We can't have anything unless we give to God, unless we give ourselves to God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Sister Donna preached a scripture the other night. I want you to listen to this. Out of Joshua, the 23rd chapter. Y'all remember this? Come not among these nations. Here you go. I'm putting you over here into a country that I've promised that I'll give you. I'm talking about the children of Israel. What he told them. Now see, Moses had died. And now here we got a young man, or a new leader. He's maybe not young, but he's a new leader. We got this new leader. Here he has been watching Moses all these years. All he's got to do, all he's had to do, was to just keep his eye on Moses to see how Moses would handle this situation. And he found out that when Moses took over and Moses handled the situation, Moses missed out, didn't he? Come on here now. When God told him, he said the first time, he said, smite the rock and I'll give water unto the children of Israel. And he smote the rock and water came out. Next time, God told Moses, this holy, precious, meekest man of all, he told him, he said, speak to the rock and tell the water to come forth. And Moses was angry and picked up his staff and he smote the rock. But hear me, here's another young, come on now. He missed it because he disobeyed Lord. We've got to be watchful, church. We have to have our minds continually on the Lord as much as we possibly can. And let me, what I found out, that when I'm not able to watch, I've got me a pretty doggone good helpmate. She's not too bad at all. And I don't mind at all just sitting right down beside her and saying, honey, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? I'm watching. I like it. That song a while ago said, one eye's on the sparrow and the other one's on me. Well, I got one eye on me and one eye on her. Sometimes she helps me. Sometimes I ain't had her to hinder me. She don't hinder me. Haven't had that to happen. I love you, baby, and you know I do. You know I do. But I know that when I can be watching Brother Marshall and the Spirit of the Lord will begin to deal with me, there's a lot of times this old flesh will raise up. And you just, you know, Lord help us. Amen. Lord help us. You mean you, Pastor? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. But there's so many times this flesh will raise up in me when somebody, and I'm real bad to get blindsided with things sometimes. Somebody will come to speak, you know what so-and-so done to who, to somebody? I said, what? No. And they tell, well, help me, Jesus. They can't do that. Who do they think they are? What are they trying to prove? When all the time it's not them, it's the Holy Ghost dealing with me. I need to watch. You see, when I don't make the right decision, the Lord sometimes will use my helpmate to get me back on the right track. You see, Joshua, when he came to the point that he took over the children of Israel, now he'd been there for a while, but listen to this. He said, come not among these nations, that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods. Come on now, who in the world, what's it going to hurt us to mention Dagon?
Dagon, 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 Dagon. Dagon, Dagon. I ain't broke out in leprosy yet.
Well, it's not hurting anything. Ain't nothing wrong with me saying that. You know what the serpent told Eve in the garden? He said, you won't die. I'm talking about watching. Standing fast. I feel the power of God right now. Ain't nothing wrong with us saying that. God said don't even mention their names. They have such a stench in my nostrils. And there are no gods in the first place, but this is stealing the heart of my people, and not only the heart of my people, but it's already stolen this nation over here of the Amalekites. It's already stolen this nation over here of Arabia. It's already stolen the Hittites, the Perizzites. It's stolen all these, and I'm telling you, children of God, don't even mention their names among yourselves. Watch. 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 Do you remember? And most of you in here are old enough to remember when it was a sin to go to the movies. The church preached against it. I don't care, Baptist, Methodist, didn't make any difference. They preached that it was a sin to go to the movies. Because at the movies they insinuated things. Now they're just showing it. What? I wouldn't bring a man and a woman in my living room, they'd say, and let them kiss and hug around on one another. I wouldn't want to bring men into my living room, let them have a gunfight right there and shoot and kill one another. Don't even mention it. What did the Lord tell Granny Cordell? All they was watching was a Lone Ranger. And the Lord said, stop them. You see, it graduated from a Lone Ranger to what in God's name knows today it is. I don't have one, so I can't tell you. All I know is what I read in the paper sometimes. Watch. And he said, stand fast. Watch ye and stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in it. You know what he's telling us? He said, dig your feet in, square your shoulders back and say, stand there and say, devil, give it your best shot because I'm standing right here. You knock me down, I'm not leaving this parcel of ground. I'll fight you until my hand cleaves to the weapon. But I'll not give up. I'm not giving up on any one of you in here. And I know the enemy is trying to sift you. He's doing everything he can to tear, especially you young ones. He's doing everything he can to sift you and take you back out into a lesser thing. And I'm not telling you that we're the only pebble on the beach. And you know I believe that. You know I know there are many out here in all these churches. It was a missionary Baptist man that led me to the Lord, and he was a great saint of God. There was a Nazarene man that kept me pumped up and kept me from falling on my face on the job because he hooked on my arm. He said, stay close to me, boy, and he said, I'll show you a sanctified life. I stuck close to him. He showed me a good way of living. I'm not talking about a Pentecostal. Come on now, there's more than just us, and what I'm talking about tonight, old Brother Jeff, is that we've got to watch and we've got to be a separate people. We've got to stand fast in this hour and not let the enemy. When I talk about something, I know more than. No, I got to be careful how I say that. I know so much of what I've been taught that if I go back into something else, I'll make myself a transgressor. Come on here. I told my son when he walked away, and his lady friend was trying to convince him to go to church with her. I told him, I said, son, go with her. If you can serve God there in what you know, I said, go with her. But I said, if you can't, what are you going to do? Brother Bob, what do you know? Watch. I'm trying to be careful here. I really am. But watch and stand fast in the faith. Quit being like men. Quit being like weak people. Quit being like these that are wishy-washy, that are pulled to and fro and here and yon. But stand fast. Make your mind up. I'm going to serve God. If He puts you here to serve the Lord, then you must stand here and you must be available to get in action when the Lord calls on you. If He sends you to the church down the street, go down there and be the best Christian that you know to be. Read this word. Stand fast in the faith. Hold yourself away from the flesh and desires, and let the unction of the Holy Ghost spread over you like a blanket, and let Him use you in this hour to see souls won. I'm trying to be extremely careful tonight. But he said, don't make mention of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. Think about that. What have you got in your homes that you may be bowing yourself to? No, you don't get down and pay obeisance by throwing your face down on the floor like the Muslims do when they get on their little rugs. But what is it that you're allowing to come into your home to filter through your holy mind after you've given your heart to God? What is it that you're allowing to come into your place that you stay and you allow it to come into you and pollute your mind? Listen, Brother Benny said it. No, Brother John Fields was the first one I ever heard say it. Brother John Fields said, this ain't no garbage can. Now, that's pure old Kentucky lingo right there. He said, this ain't no garbage can. And he said, I'm going to watch what I put in here. Watch. But be careful now. You see, you can go overboard in this thing. I've not found out where I can do that. I've not found out where I can go overboard. I don't want to be mean to people. What I'm trying to get through to us is tonight, when we do watch, and then when we do give an account, when we do give an answer, when the questions are asked us, will you do it with charity? Will you do it with love? And will you tell them that this is the way I believe it? Now, this is your decision, but this is how I feel. The Lord has let me, thus and so. Here it is. He told him right here, he said, but cleave unto the Lord your God as ye have done unto this day. Cleave unto Him. Don't just put Him over here in the corner saying, the Lord, I'll be back when I get off work after a while. Then we'll pick up where we left off. You hear me today or tonight? You take Him to work with you. You take Him to the grocery store with you, Brother Marshall. Talking about going to Walmart, you'd have to close your eyes and put blinders on and all these things. Take Him to Walmart with you. And then when that one walks up to you and begins to ask you, you look like a Christian. Then what are you going to tell him? Look him square in the eye. Quit being like men. Quit you like men. And just look at him and say, I'm a child of God. Would you like to find out about Him? Well, where do you go to church? Well, I go to church over on McCown Street in Flatwoods. I don't know, what Pentecostal Holiness Tabernacle? Oh, well, yeah. Well, how do they believe? Well, they believe Christ crucified. Christ first lived, and then He was crucified, and He was raised again from the dead. Oh, you believe that? Yes, and I believe He's got a Father. I believe He's the Son of that Father. And I believe that He went back to heaven and sent us back the Holy Ghost because He said He was going to. He said, if I go not away. Now, why'd He go away if He didn't have to send somebody? He said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. So He said, I'm going to go away and send Him back to you. Oh, hallelujah. Well, glory. You mean to tell me? But He's holy. He was sent here. Not ever partaken of sin, but He was sent here by God the Father to take sin upon Him without partaking of it, but yet He went to a cross and died. You think I'm not going to be watching? The Bible said that He was tempted in all points like you and I, and I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop right here. Get us a song, whoever. Brother Josh, Sister Dorothy, somebody. But He was tempted in all points like you, like me, like him, like her.
He was tempted just like yet without sin. Now they'll, hear me tonight. Without sin. But it's impossible to live in this world and not sin. Careful. Be careful. Because if Jesus done it, and he's living in me, not... Now, my little grandson told me the other day, he said, I got a half-girlfriend. I said, a half-girlfriend? Well, he said, yeah, he said, she kind of told me she didn't want to go with me and kind of did. So he said, I got a half-girlfriend. Of course, he got tickled about it. Listen, Jesus ain't no half-savior. He's no half-savior. He wants all. He gave all. Now he wants us to give all. As they sing tonight, as they get a song, and they play for us. I didn't preach this like I thought I was going to. But tonight, let me tell us, we got to watch. I told Joshua. He said, don't even say the names of their gods. You think this is not close? Christians are in danger every moment of every day. You think it's not close? The sinner don't care. They don't care. They have no reason to care. Their minds are not able to think about the goodness of God. All they can think about is what else they're going to do next. What's going to take place next. If iniquity be in my hand, put it far away. That's what Job said. And let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. You, me, we are the temples, the tabernacles of the Holy Ghost. Let no wickedness dwell there. As we pray tonight, as we come around this altar and seek the face of God, I want to try to encourage us if I can. Like Moses did Joshua. I skipped that a while ago. But Moses tried to encourage Joshua and tried to tell him, be of courage. And then the Lord spoke to him himself. He said, take courage. Take it. Get a hold of it. Stand fast. We're living in an hour when darkness is getting more prevalent. Brother Steve Yates, you sing that song right here. Getting used to the dark. I've gotten so accustomed to it, don't bother me anymore. Sister Danielle's telling me she's on the job today at Walmart, electronic department. She said the first customer came in and started using some of the most hideous, foul language. A woman. Sister Danielle said it just, she said, I just stood there and just shook my head, taking God's name in vain. And other ugly, perverse words. I've had them to do that to me and turn around and look at me and say, I'm a child of God. I don't denounce it with them. I don't argue with them. I just think to myself, boy, the fruit sure don't bear. But I'll shake their hand, hug their neck, until the time comes and I get a chance to witness to them. But church, we need to watch and we need to stand fast in the faith. We need to hold ourselves to the point that we cannot allow. It's not hard to do, church. It's not hard to do. Just give yourself to God. Give yourself to Him. But if I have iniquity in my hand, I'm going to put it far from me. If it's coming into my heart, hopefully it's not too late that I can't pray it out. As they sing tonight, I want you to remember that we've got to watch. There was 21st chapter of Isaiah. I wanted to preach on it, but I just felt the need to go on this way. There was one place in there where there was an Arabian tribe got to befriend an Israel. Tema was a tribe. And when Israel came to the point they had to flee from their enemies, there was that little band of warriors, or that little band of Arabians out there. When the Israelis and the Jews were running, they'd take a glass of water, they'd take flagons of water to them, and they'd give them water, and they'd give them bread to sustain them. And I read up on that, and Tema was a little place in Arabia that had hardly any water. But because they knew there'd be a time come that they'd need a drink of water, they took what they had and they gave it to the people that were in need. How is it with us? We got to be watchful. We got to be watchful. We got to love one another. We need to minister to one another. Need to help one another. But be watchful, church. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's all right to partake of the world. It's not. It's not all right. Let me warn you. And God help us. And God help me that I'll get more wisdom and be just a little better preacher for you. But I'm telling you tonight, He put me up here as your watchman. And when danger comes near, you're going to hear me crying out. He told me to cry out and spare not. So if, as they sing tonight, if you want to come around and pray, I hope that something was said tonight to help you. I hope something was said that may help you to realize that there's got to be a change made. And we must watch. The change that needs to be made, though, is toward God. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's all right to go back to the beggarly elements of the world. Come on around and pray. Come on around and pray. May the Lord bless you. May He help us tonight to watch and stand fast in the faith that Christ Jesus has separated us from the world. All right. All right. Love not the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, what's promoted on these devices today? The lust of the flesh, the pride of the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These things try to pull us back. May God bless you tonight. Come around and pray.